7 straight wins for the Sydney Swans after there were some doubters early on. Many had them as their premiership pick, and then it was a little bit of a wonky start to the season. Some jumped off, but we never did. We stuck solid. Now 7 in a row, they're in equal second position on the competition table, sitting pretty. G'day, Ted Richards.
Hey guys, how you going?
No troubles, mate. All good on the weekend.
Yeah, so like you just said, we did get off to a bad start, but it's good that we've now got some momentum with, I think, 7 wins in a row.
Yeah, it certainly is sporting momentum, but you're looking classy, a class above at the moment.
I think we had a really good win against Geelong, and then going up to Gold Coast, who are a top 4 team now. We knew that in previous years that there'd been a real developing team down the bottom of the ladder, but they've really improved. And what did we come away with? Like a 5-goal win or something?
Yeah,
so, yeah, we're really happy with that.
Absolutely. It was 109-74 up there at what I still call Carrara, but it's certainly changed a little bit since then. Mate, some further good news, because you wake up knowing that Buddy Franklin's going to be available after what appeared to be a shoulder to the head of an opposing player, but he's gotten off.
Yeah, so Buddy, he really pushed it. I'd be lying if I said that I was, confident that he was going to get off, because you never really know what they're going to decide, the match review panel. But we're wrapped that he's off and that he's playing this week, because we're playing the top team this week, and he's an important player for us.
I mean, Kurt Tippett, mate, with the knee, how do you think he's going to be?
Yeah, so I saw him just a bit around the club yesterday. We weren't in there for too long yesterday, so I can't say too much, but we've got training this afternoon, and I'm sure we'll be able to tell a lot to how he's going to be able to pull up
from the
game. But he was sore.
Yeah, because the past 3 or 4 weeks, when you've had, I'm not downplaying the other people in the team, Ted, but when you've had the big focal points, Goods, Tippett and Franklin together, wow, there's a bit of firepower there.
No, Terry, I totally agree. Those 3 guys can really stretch a defence, and there's not too many defences that have got 3 tall gun defenders that can match up on those 3. So if he's in, great. If not, I'm sure we've got a guy that can come in to replace Tippo.
Ted, we're asking, and it might have been Kieran Jack, what had changed from the start of the season to this run that you're experiencing now, and he basically said, we just toughened up. We started to play tougher football. Is that the key for you guys? I see a very strong defensive line, but the midfielders have probably lifted it.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment. But I also think that our intensity just wasn't there. Like, we're kind of going in and producing, just some effort, but not absolute effort. And that's been kind of just what we've been producing the last 7 weeks, just giving it everything and not just kind of, I think some stages throughout the first 3 weeks of the season, we went through the motions a bit.
Yeah.
And we got found out, just assuming that things were going to happen. And it doesn't matter who you're playing against. Can't do that.
Well, you'll find out on the weekend, mate, because at least you've got the SCG in your favour. That's going to be on Saturday afternoon at 2:10 will be the bounce of the ball. But Port Adelaide, is it a surprise that they're on top of the table?
It's not a surprise for how well they've played this year.
Yes.
But if you were to go back a few years ago and see where they were in relation to the rest of the competition, their rise has been incredible. So, a real credit to Port, how quickly they've gone from, near the bottom to the top after round 13. So, they produce possibly the best pressure in the competition.
Right.
And so that's what we're expecting. And that's part of the reason why we've been playing such good football this year too. So we know we can play good pressure footy too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the SCG will work for you, as TK says. But a lot of saying that this is possibly the grand final.
Yeah.
Long I'm not sure off. About that, but at round 13 or 14, first versus third at the SCG on Saturday, this is a good test for us, and we never shy away from tests. It was a the last 2 weeks have been big tests for us against Geelong and Gold Coast. So it doesn't matter. You know, I think a lot of people are going to talk about Tipo and you know, whether he's in or out. But we're just approaching this another test for us, and hopefully we get a really big crowd there on Saturday afternoon.
Yep, that's going to be just after 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at the spiritual home of the Sydney Swans, that being the SCG, which is a nice comfort factor there for the Swannies. Ted, thanks very much, mate, for your time. Keep that winning streak from 7, stretch it out to 8 games.
Yeah, hope so, Terry. Thanks.